it immediately gets uploaded into a file to show that this auction item is going to be up in the next 2 weeks. And then persons can be already before the auction looking at it. It's a silent auction. There's no gavel to end the auction. It starts on a Friday, it ends on a Saturday. Whoever's the highest bid at the end of the day on a Saturday, that's how it gets sold. It's proven, it shows that you get more for that desk or a table. If this was at a home estate and you put a value of $100 on that, when one person walks through and says, well, I'll give you 50, your exposure is only to a few people that might be interested in that table. So, you know, they'll go, well, what about 60? And they'll get 60 for it. With the auction, the opportunity of that table being sold for 100 is so much greater. And so that's where it's the financial benefit to them. This is actually very common to what's seen going on. You've got a brand new one on a major highway, Highway 83 in Heartland. You've got I could put up their building right on Highway 83 in Heartland. And it's highly visible, just as it looks much like this. In Oak Creek, right at where they've just invested so much money, there's a brand new one. In fact, the company that built it is here to talk about that if you wish to. But they have it right at Howell and Drexel, right on the main corner. They've got a brand new facility there as well. Self-storage is definitely not, and I know I've read it where someone's saying, well, we have one already in that area. That self-storage is not going to be climate control, or not even when you say climate control, it is climate controlled. It's humidity controlled, and that's a big factor when you're considering storing. It is a hybrid to what you're probably used to and such, and it's also... I don't have any outside storage units whatsoever. So this is a building that in my initial drawing of the space, I had presented it at the opposite corner or on the other corner of where Quick Trip was shown. If there's a real pushback to that as being it's right on Ryan, I had taken the idea of moving it from there to now being behind and adjacent to the pool and tennis area. The only reason I wasn't certain if I wanted to do that was because it limited myself to the possibility of how large the pool and tennis club could become if I'm putting it in a box and not allowing for expanded possibilities. So... there's an excellent drawing. So this is showing the self-storage, that road coming in, the road going back over here to 76th Street. Again, the commercial properties that would be above here, this being that Quick Trip. This is that lot I was just describing. If I'm to move this, which is here, to this location here, this would become another outlot just like these here then. Again, my only reasons for saying... If I end up putting it here, any thoughts of my idea of expanding this idea is now, I'm in a box at that point.
Jim, did you consider putting it on parcel 3, the one on very south?
Parcel 3 is this piece.
No, down right below you.
This?
Yep.
This piece?
Hmm?
This is a stormwater detention pond.
Does it have to be a stormwater? That
doesn't it's the lowest one. Point on the property, so it typically works best for it.
I didn't think that.
And it already exists, too. So as far as the location, it naturally drains this way, so that's how that's designed.
So, let's talk about money for a second, Joe. This is 30 acres?
27.
And give me the construction value of the various pieces.
The construction value of this would be approximately, what would you say, about 3.5? So about 3.5 here. The gas station potentially is 2.5 maybe. Again, I'm not prepared to say that these are accurate numbers, but I'm thinking it's You know, these are large enough that they're all about 1.7 acre size lots. If there was a bank, whether there was also a restaurant, a freestanding type restaurant, you know, what this might, right now this is not something I have tenants for at this point, but they're large enough that certainly it would accommodate nearly any kind of retail up here.
Well, how about the pool tennis court?
The pool and tennis court, I mean, development of it, it's going to be again, that's going to be at least $2.5 million to build that as well.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Just clarification on the acreage. You said 27. The write-up in front of me says 22, so which?
Well, maybe that's taking out some of this property, suppose, possibly. I know it's 27, so if the write-up is saying 22, maybe it's counting the parcel sizes and excludes the roads themselves. I didn't write up the proposal.
That's all.
Okay, so.
Any thoughts?
Well, we're looking at $8.5 million on, argue about the acreage, 25 acres, on a major intersection in the city. You tell me.
I'm telling you if that's a good decision?
Yeah.
I feel as though...
Jim, sit in my chair. You tell me.
I guess
you,
I would
you
ask...
I've had this conversation, so nobody in the audience feel like I'm picking on him, because we've had this conversation 3 or 4 times. And I've had it with your dad, too. Not that I... And you and I have also had this conversation. I like the idea.
What part don't you like? Because it sounds like you don't like any of it.
Oh, I like the pool and the tennis courts. I think that's great.
So is that the value right. That's
but
not...
That's a three-month experience.
Okay.
The storage facility, I think the building looks great for a storage facility.
Okay.
But I wouldn't put it on Ryan Road, because that's a destination on a highly trafficked road.
Okay.
You want to put something that people will take advantage of driving by, which would be the Quick Trip. I'm not sure we need a Quick Trip there, but a Quick Trip and some other restaurants and things like that, commercial corner. But
what's the best use that you would propose for this property? Because I'm more than happy to consider other options.
Well, I'd like the alderman to take a look at this, but we got to be serious about this, because...
Well, and I've spent very good money, so I feel as though I'm being very serious about this proposal.
This is your wheelhouse, so I want to treat you with respect, but we got to look at this from a business standpoint as far as the city and returning an investment to our community. We demand a high value per acre from our business community, and that's just what I'm pointing out to you again.
So, and I'm not trying to be offensive, I'm just asking. We are in a different world than we were 15 years ago. We don't have the big boxes of this and that going on. We're in a world of Amazon. Most of the things that maybe what you're thinking of wanting to see on this intersection are no longer going to be the type of stores that are going to be available anymore. So I feel as though I think quality of life is a reason for living in a community.
Absolutely.
And I feel as though what I was presenting are issues that resolve quality of life desires. I mean, whatever these retailers are, they provide a quality of service. Mm-hmm. They provide jobs. What if the only value is return on investment? I don't know what investment is the best highest value, but you have a city that's the second largest city in all of Milwaukee County. Milwaukee being the largest city of them all.
Right.
So when you're looking at how many different targets could be there in the city or whatever stores, they don't all have it to be. I mean, the pool and tennis idea was really, truly more of a gift for me to the city, because it may not have the high value that you're thinking this area needs, but I feel as though it's locationally in a good location for future growth to the southwest area of the city. It's certainly a location that could be conveniently available if we could connect it to the bike path and such. You could be pulling people all the way further north into Greendale even. It would be a type of service that I think is going to be, you know, the people want to be amongst their friends and so forth and their families. They live around their children and so forth. This may not be the highest use of the property. Maybe, and I apologize if I'm not quite understanding. If you like this, it's not at this location. Is that what you're trying to say?
Correct.
Well, and on that, I mean, listen, I'm not sold on saying that this is not going to be a financially, as you mentioned, 3.5 months. How much money am I supposed to expect to earn on something like this? It's not going to be a high return on my investment either. This is truly...
Well, Jim, you know that.
Well, I guess my vision for what I thought, I mean, this is going back years, decades, when I think about when we, as a family, my father represented creating an R3E zoning, and I got pushback back in the early 80s or early 90s for that, saying, who the hell would build houses like that in Franklin? I think we've always tried as a family to invest in the city. My father was the one that brought Tuckaway Country Club to Franklin. I mean, I feel as though times change and things will evolve in different ways, but I don't see how this is a negative, a black eye on the city to think that if you're thinking if there's two more corners that will fill the demand that you're hoping to generate at this area, they certainly do exist. We're not, but this
well,
is
Jim,
a...
Let's let some of the other aldermen talk.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
You and I have had this conversation, so I just needed to put it on the record. Alderwoman Hanneman and then Alderman Mayer.
Thanks. I'll take the ball since your property is in my district. So welcome. Thank you. It's good to see you again. And Franklin, I have heard for so long, well, the 25 years that I've been here, why don't we have a swimming pool? Why don't we have a swimming pool? So my question, I want a little more specifics about the pool and tennis club. Is it something that will be widely available to the majority of the residents in Franklin? Is it a private membership club? Or is this something that is financially feasible for the majority of the community to enjoy?
To answer your question, in order for any of these projects to work, it's a club membership. So the club membership is the facet that affords something like this. Now, as a city, if you are interested, I mean, again, I'd be more than happy to consider this being a public space that I would give a very nice value price for you guys to own it. And then it could be a public property. But for a private, it would be a private club.
Well, because I'm looking at the tennis courts and the pickleball courts, that solves a lot of needs in the city because we know our high school doesn't have tennis courts for the teams to practice on and have their meets. They split their times between Tuckaway and the Village Club in Greendale. So I'm wondering if even under your ownership, would you, and this is way out of my wheelhouse because I am speaking for the school district, but would you be willing to entertain an MOU for the high school to use those courts, you know, during their seasons?
I mean, there wouldn't be a reason. First of all, let me put it this way. I don't know how to answer the question. I would love to say yes. Because, frankly, I mean, high school is where I started playing, too. So I would love to say yes. I mean, however, what if I have club members who are wishing to play and it's not available because the high school is using it?
Tuckaway has the same issue. So does
yeah. Well,
for that matter.
Yeah. So I would love to come up with an answer that maybe can work. I mean,
maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself on that, but...
So, and I'm not being silly about the proposal. That I'm more than happy if the city was interested in creating their own park system, I wouldn't be gouging by any means what I think I would be willing to do for this parcel if the city wanted to take it over as a public area. Because you're right. That's the whole reason I considered it, was because I think this community could use a pool. Unfortunately, the only way for me to make it happen is if I have a means to get money to afford to have it.
Have you by chance talked to the county about any of their properties and availability?
Many years ago. You know, who knows, maybe they have changed of heart, but even when MMSD, which was coming in with the sewer, they were not allowed to come through the county property. So in the few times I responded or reached out to them, they've always said no.
Okay. And I know times have changed a lot since then financially and with leadership. So, and I'm not entirely against the location for this. I'm just trying to reconcile in my mind, from a business model standpoint, I would think those parcels where the pool and tennis club is would be more valuable to you with commercial development. And maybe not.
You're right, actually.
That's just my initial thought.
No, it's actually, I don't know another developer that's trying to take commercial property and make it into a park setting. So you're absolutely right. If I would do this, I suppose the most financial idea would just to say this is future commercial development. So, I mean, I spent the money that I did to have the renderings and such done because it's just a personal desire in my own heart thinking this is a good idea for the city. But truly, you're right. Maybe the value of this is best to consider it being commercial.
No, and I'm not saying one way or another. I like the idea of pool and tennis club. I think there's a need and a demand for it in Franklin. And I like the concept in terms of, you know, bank, gas station, convenience store, because the growing subdivisions to the south along Oakwood and west of 76th Street, you know, they'll want some of those amenities and conveniences. So in that regard, it does make sense to me. I have a small personal request in the concept. I would love to see that corner, a dedicated space carved out for the Holterman's Corn Stand in the summer. I'd hate to see that go away. It's such a treasure. Everybody loves going there. It's kind of a Franklin thing. And it's part of the character, I think, of that corner. So I would love to just see a little something there to keep that. I know it's silly, but...
Well, the only problem is the state DOT won't like that idea.
Well...
For access reasons.
Okay, put it somewhere.
All right.
Let's try to move it around a little bit. Alderman there, then Alderman...
Okay, I'll be quick. Alderwoman Hanneman, already questioned my number one question of if it's a private or public club, and you've essentially answered that it would be a tuckaway, basically, for tennis. The restaurants, I would like to see a restaurant there. We've been promised restaurants and other developments that just never have materialized. I know you have had success with restaurants, and maybe you can bring something there. As far as storage goes, you know, storage is successful just about anywhere it goes up these days. I don't know if it's the right place right on Ryan Road, but restaurants, storage, I think are good things, not necessarily on the road, but are you going to be looking for any TIF money?
I had not planned on TIF money.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
We're not offering.
No, we're not offering, right. That's it. Thank you.
Like, would your fee structure be more like Tuckaway or Greendale?
It would be more than Greendale. Greendale's facilities are definitely, you know, time-wise, they're just a square rectangle-type pool that doesn't have any food or such. They have the fire pits where you can bring in your food and kind of picnic when you go. Mm-hmm. So it would be probably a hybrid. There's actually a pool and tennis club I was kind of modeling this off of. It's in Elm Grove. It's called Elmbrook, and it's a beautiful club. The restaurant is actually a very nice higher-end type dining type restaurant and such. And the fee structure is actually exactly like Tuckaway's then. And so that's kind of the basis I came off of using that club as my sort of my guinea pig of what I think. And they have it's a community club that has been there for probably 50 years, I bet.
And then the follow-up question would be, how committed are you to making this green space as well as family-friendly on-site, and then in the future maybe connecting to that path to the Root River?
I think it would be wonderful to connect to the Root River pathway.
Are you committed to working to get that done?
Actually, I don't know that I can show you a record, but I was one of the very first people that, before it was in Franklin, that was the first donor for the one that went in here in Franklin. I was at the ceremony when they were putting the shovel in for building it, and I had made a donation for that to happen. So, yes, I'm already committed in the idea of a pathway, and if it means somehow to invest in it, I believe I'd be a investor of, not investor, but I would donate to it, I should say.
And what about on-site? Family-friendly green space? What's your commitment
there? I mean, the question I think you're asking about the park, I mean, green space, if there's going to be more of, let's call it green space for other things, this area, there's not enough room left to add maybe more park setting type things, but we are buddied up to the Milwaukee County Park System. I'm sure if the design was to come and say, listen, we're already investing in this beautiful bike trail to come over this direction, which continues maybe all the way over into Muskego, you know, having this be a central area. I mean, there is land there that's not in a floodplain and such that could be, if, I mean, it is park land too. So it seems to us that we pay taxes to Milwaukee County, getting to utilize land that's zoned park could be a nice use of the land.
Alderman Nelson.
Mr. O'Malley, thank you for coming and putting on this presentation. One of the questions I have, and I do like the project, like the concept, speak a little bit to the type of restaurant you want to have. It's going to be open year-round because we've got another project that was going to be a big part of another project we have invested in. It's having a lot of difficulty getting something off the ground. And I think this area, you know, I'm directly across the street, and so we have a lot of challenges with, there's nothing out there that way. We have a large residential development that's going to be popping out over here, so there's going to be a demand. So do you have any sort of, what sort of idea do you have for that year-round restaurant, and what type, you know?
Well, it's a club restaurant, meaning a membership restaurant. So it's not an open, maybe the concept you had is available to the general public. This probably doesn't fit the design of what you're asking.
Then I have a follow-up on that.
Sure.
So if you're going to go off the Elmbrook model,
yes.
You know, as far as fees are concerned, I know we're looking at Greendale, mm-hmm. that what they've got going, pretty antiquated, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the amenities that you're speaking of. Now, if you move to that amenity fee scale, that's where I get a little cautious with our residents who should be able to benefit from this. Somewhere in the middle between an Elmbrook and a Greendale, is that what your thought is?
You know, the clubs in general are not necessarily, I'm not making this into that Life Center type club that's over in Brookfield that's got all the amazing amenities. It is more of a country club idea, is really what I'm trying to say. It's more of a country club idea. Now, I do believe that the city has a desire, or there's definitely a demand, but yet that pool and tennis that's in Greendale was a developer that just put it in, but it was supported by the developer developing all the neighborhoods that funded to that too. So he had a means to have a price point And today, you know, there's no basis left. The cost of that thing's been paid for probably decades from now, since now. So there's just the maintenance costs of that thing today.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayer?
So I might have misinterpreted something. So the only restaurant would be in the club, in the tennis club. None of the buildings on Ryan would be restaurants.
No, these are lots that are large enough that could house whatever restaurant you see in Oak Creek, in effect. It could be the and it was that I was intentionally making this wasn't going to be subdivided initially, because what if I have a larger restaurant? Maybe it was a...
Don't use a name, Jim.
Hmm?
If you use a name, it'll be all over the internet, and then you're committed.
Okay. It's a good club or a good bar. But whatever that restaurant might be, if they needed more space, this lot line isn't fixed yet. It could be here. It could allow for it. This could be not three lots, but two, because it would matter. It would match to the demand of that restaurant. I believe, you know, a restaurant right now is looking at a number of things. They're looking specifically at growth of a market. They're looking at the accessibility. They're looking at the traffic. They're also looking at visibility and so forth. This certainly would attract that for that purpose. Without making an investment, building this road, just like building a new subdivision, it's nearly impossible to market what's here until this is actually improved. Once that's improved, it draws that attention that there's the location. I could be building something.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Alderman Dender, and then Alderman Wong.
Well, I'd like to give you kudos for thinking out of the box. A little concerned about clubs, because clubs in this area have struggled. We're talking about many of the golf country clubs have had to merge with other organizations for survival in itself. Okay? And I'm sure you're aware of that. BCC, Triple I, Milwaukee Country Club, a little concerned about a club concept because Tuckaway has struggled too.
It's interesting. Did you know there's only two country clubs in the state of Wisconsin at fully occupied membership? Tuckaway and Shaniqua Country Club. They're the two country clubs in the state.
And that was with a major push in the last 5 years that they've done that. Otherwise,
all the country clubs are working on increasing those memberships. But
sure.
Franklin
sure.
or Tuckaway is the only country club on the south side. When you talk about Triple I, you're talking about all these other ones. They were all on the north side,
correct.
So they were competing with each other.
True. Did you do a market analysis to make sure that your cost points are going to be justified? I'm not necessarily against it. I just want to make sure that the due diligence was done, that this would be a successful project, because as you alluded, you're putting a lot of money into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we, I like what I see. The pool area, I would think if you added another dimension of having some swim lanes so you can get actual...
Well, this doesn't show it well, but this is... These are swim lanes
there
in
are
here.
Swim lanes? Okay.
This is a zero,
zero-two
walk. This has two water slides that come down into the pool area.
Okay. So
the color renderings look much better.
Okay, good, because swim lanes would be very attractive to triathletes, people that have the disposable income to want to be able to join this club. So I'm looking at who are going to be your users in all of this. Okay, yes, does Franklin have the per capita income and the projection on house growth to be able to help support this project? I believe, yes, we're definitely going in the right direction. Okay, a layout design, some of the concerns that were out there, some of the upfront outlots. Hey, this is a concept review. I was tossing it up and down, okay, in regards to am I favored, am I not in favor. One thing that I'm also concerned about is you're from this area, you don't live here, and I'm concerned about some of the other parcels that you own, and that they also need some attention. And so you want my full support. I also want some additional support from you to let's figure out what we can do with some of the other properties that you own in the city to help beautify it.
You know, I'd like to answer that thought that you have.
Sure.
I'm in a family that I've absolutely done zero deals with my father, real estate transactions. I've bought real estate, but I've never developed anything with my father. My father is still works 7 days a week, and because he does, he has his own staff. I have my own staff. But, of course, most people assume that we're a father-son. We're our own company. He actually has his company. I have my company. My father doesn't own this property. I own this exclusively by myself. All right? Any other property you're thinking about in Franklin, I have zero control of whatsoever. Now, there will be a day, sadly, how it happens, that I will be in charge of those properties. But I really don't have the authority, or will I have the authority until something of that nature happens. So I apologize. I can't do more for you.
Well, I appreciate the candor and the honesty. And yes, someday down the road, maybe we'll cross that road, that bridge.
Perfect.
And then we'll address it at that time. With you under this ownership, okay. I look forward to see where we go with it.
Excellent.
Well, Jim, it's important that people know that. So it's good that you said that. Mm-hmm. Alderman Wilhelm.
Yes, it has been.
So, well, I'm wondering about the feasibility of the outdoor pool. You think that's really...
Well, okay, so is it a question if it fails, it now is, it goes into bankruptcy and it's for sale and that? Or are you concerned about me personally, Wilhelm? Kristen, I mean...
I just think
we're going to say both.
I guess I would say an indoor pool might be more appropriate than an outdoor pool, so I...
You know, that would be easy, but I'm not looking to... Yes, this is a seasonal idea, but Tuckaway does go ahead and has an outdoor, not an indoor, too, same as Greendale doesn't have an outdoor indoor also. The club that you maybe could use is already exists in the city is the Innovative. They've got an indoor pool. Mm-hmm. This is a social club. It's not so much of a health club, let's say. It's a place that you end up seeing friends that are, you know, it becomes cheers. You see each other and so forth.
That's good.
It's that's a bad. Don't use that word. I didn't use that one.
Okay, but. So I guess I'm kind of lukewarm on the whole thing. There are aspects I like. It is a very important corner in Franklin. I guess.
Truly, this is a good meeting to have
right
because
now it's hard to think of anything really exciting. We're all sitting around with masks, and so it's kind of hard to think where everything is going right now. So I appreciate your courage and bringing something forward in these trying times. I guess the kind of got a little. Deflated when I thought you said you wanted to bring something to Franklin and I thought we would finally have some public amenities. And my first thought was, like Alderwoman Hanneman said, partnering with the county to take your amenities and make it more public and open up that for more business development for yourself.
And I am making an offer that if you really would like to do something like that, I'm very interested in letting you know that I would be happy to work with the city of Franklin to consider this as a public development. And the city, of course, would be able to have it in any way that they wish to operate it then.
So I'm going to tell you, wait around for item 12. Excuse me one second. And then I'm going to say, call me tomorrow. No, call